Hello, my name is Tasha. Return. Hello, my name is Tasha. Return your call from customer support.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have your zip code?
77951.
Thank you. Your first and last name.
My first name is Andy. My last name is Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Thank you. And can you verify the shipping address?
ERB 73 West 3rd Street, Bloomington, Texas. Or it could be P.O. Box 2100. It depends on what you ship to.
Okay, and I have the Texas address, so thank you. And right now, I'm just waiting for your information to load so we can go over the account. If I can place you on a brief 30 seconds while I load.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I do apologize about the hold. So how can I help you on this account today?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the charges are. And when my wife is the one that placed a call to XL Deluxe, which is what shows up in the bank account, on November the 23rd. And it was charged for $5.74.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another charge that showed up on Saturday, November the 26th, for $67.32. And when I ask her what that is, she doesn't have a clue. So I'm
okay.
Calling you to ask you, what is it, what do y'all sell, what is your product, before I call my bank and say, we didn't authorize that.
Okay, well, I'd be glad to help you now. What happened? Your wife did go online on November the 22nd. What happened? She made a payment of $5.74, which is for the kitchen set. She placed it was a sweepstakes to actually win a kitchen set. So that was the $5.74 was for, to put her interest in. Since she did not cancel within those 48 hours, it did charge you the full amount, which was $67.32, which each month she will receive a gift card online to actually use to purchase on our online store. It's the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. She did not cancel the subscription, and after 48 hours, it charged to $67 and placed her inside of our sweepstakes and also provide her with vouchers to shop online.
Okay. So if she chooses to cancel that, or she wasn't aware that she was supposed to cancel that, how does she go about canceling that? Is there a website that she can go to and say,
yes,
I need to?
Yes, but I can. No, I actually cancel it for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So if you would like to speak with her to see if she would like to keep it, and she pay for it a month, or it's however, but I can cancel it for you. Because I think she went on your account and made those payments, huh? And didn't tell you.
Yeah, well, no, she didn't do any such thing. I mean, she and I are common. But when I asked her, it showed up in a bank account. I said, what is this? She said, I'm not quite sure. And then when it showed up on Saturday, she said, well, I haven't received anything. She said, I don't have any notices. I don't have anything coming in the mail to me. She said, I don't have anything. She said, I'm not quite sure what it was. And so, I'm guessing that when she went online on the 22nd, oh, okay, well, I don't want that. And she didn't realize that she got logged into it. And bingo, from there, it became automatic. And
yes,
know,
sir.
Yeah, what I need to do is go ahead and cancel that, please.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and get this done for you. Now, do you have a cancellation number?
No,
I'm sorry,
do
you have a pen and piece of paper, I'm sorry, to write
right,
down a cancellation?
Okay.
And just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, 262-826-897.
Okay. That's C as in cat, 262-826-897.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, well, thank
ma'am.
You.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.